What's,
bed spread.
Do you remember something that people used to make?
On the beds?
That a bedspread sort of thing that people would sew together by hand?
Quilts.
What's that like, huh? Are there different types of quilts?
Mm-hmm. A lot of different types of quilts.
What are some of the types?
Well, there's some fancy ones and some that's just made out of anything or about it. I got some I'd like to show you before you leave. Some I made.
I'd like to see them. Do you still make them much?
No, I hadn't made none now in 2 years. I used to make lots of them. That's the way we mostly paid for our church over here. We made quilts and sold them.
Uh-huh.
And paid for the church. Paid a lot on it.
Are there different ways to make them, like,
You can make them on machine, or you can sew them with your fingers.
Uh-huh.
And needle. Needle and thread.
Do you ever see quilts that are sort of tied together instead of... They're all just sewn in the...
I never have seen them. Things like that.
Do you ever hear of a counting?
Counter.
Counting pen or
counting pen? Counting pen? That's bedspread.
What's that like? Is that something that...
A counting pen?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's just a bedspread like they used to make a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
They don't make them no more. They make bedspreads now. They used to make counting pens.
And up at the head of the bed, you put your head on a...
Pillar.
Do you remember something that was longer than a pillow?
Uh-huh. Bolster.
Mm-hmm. What was that like?
It's just a long pillar. It went all the way across.
Uh-huh. And say if you had a lot of company over and didn't have enough beds for the children, you might make a
pally.
Okay. And what kinds of land do you have on a farm?
Land.
Mm-hmm. What different types?
Well, we have some that call it too stiff to plant some things in, and some that's sandy.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean too stiff?
Well, it's where the water will stand a good long time and make it hard when it dries out.
Mm-hmm.
In sandy land, you know, you can always work at it. It's mm-hmm. not too hard.
What do you call land that's real good for planting?
Well, it's been highly fertilized. It's good soil, I call it.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear loam or loom?
Of what?
Loam or loom, a kind of soil?
Oh, yeah, I've heard. That's what I call sandy land.
What's that?
Sandy land?
I mean, what do you call sandy land?
That's what I call it, sandy land. I don't call it this like you call it. They just
okay. What about flat, low land along a stream?
Yeah, that's what I call stiff.
Do you call?
It's some, you know, there's some clay and there's some, I call it crawfishy. It's mm-hmm. low and it's stiff, and the old crawfish will make great big old mounds out mm-hmm. of it, you know. Stiff land, I guess we call it.
Do you ever speak of bottom land or low land?
Bottom land's that kind of stiff low land.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's got sand washed in it.
Mm-hmm. What about a field that might not be good for anything besides raising grass or clover or alfalfa?